response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
I think a first time pitching on back-to-back days, just chalk that one up to one unfortunate pitch.
Yeah, I think he was fine. I velo down a little bit. For him, it's good to get that under the belt and have done that. This ballpark, like, it gets out of here. It doesn't get out of every single ballpark, so it's one of those things. They hit a couple wall scrapers against us this series that hurt us pretty badly to end ball games. But I think overall, like, Senga's got something done now that he hadn't had done, and that's good for us.
Going back to Nolan McLean, six shutout innings, obviously he walked a couple guys, but what did he do well?
Everything, really. Just really good mix today. Those are good hitters, been swinging it really well against us all series, having tough at-bats, thought he was on the attack all day. Mixed, it was hard, really unpredictable, hard to know what he was going to do, so felt good about what he did today, six strong innings.
With Senga, obviously not the result that you wanted, what is your appetite to continue giving him those opportunities in spite of that?
Yeah, I think it's a matter of how he feels coming off of that, much more than what happened today. It's how do you feel in the next couple of days. Obviously, we have a day off tomorrow, so this lined up really nicely to give him the opportunity to do that, and now we'll just check how he feels. I know right now he's disappointed for the results, but for us, it's a step forward.
Jared Young's come up with some big hits. When he comes up with that hit in the ninth, are you thinking, wow, this guy's just in a groove right now? Or
yeah, he's a good hitter. I think he's always been a good hitter. This is the first time he's gotten any runway in the big leagues, and when he's gotten some runway this year, he's been really good. Those are the type of at-bats we've been getting. That's a legit closer that has really good stuff, and another big swing from him.
McLean has had quite a few games this year where he sort of lost the strike zone like he did in that bases loaded jam, and then, you know, finds it when he needs it. What allows him to flip that switch?
Yeah, I do think that has happened in that situation. The at bat from Vargas was insane. That was a really good at bat with a ton of foul balls that you have to kind of tip your cap to sometimes. Sometimes the hitter wins an at bat. So I didn't really feel like he lost anything, just needed to kind of catch his breath, recenter, and get back out there and get the next hitter, and he eventually did.
What do you think of this series overall? I mean, losing two walk-offs, and then, you know, last night you had the game, you hit five homers.
Yeah, competitive. We want to win a series every time we play it. So when you come out of it 1-2, you don't feel great about that, but it was competitive.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.